And welcome back to WSHIT's continuing coverage of Snowmageddon 2021. 6.5 inches of snow have fallen in the last 3 days, and we expect at least another 2 hours of snow. The mayor of Crabapple calling for a complete evacuation of the township. It is mass chaos, certain Armageddon happening out there. And we'd like to go live now to our man on the scene, weather reporter Jim Drangle. Jim, what say you about the mayor calling for an evacuation this Christmas Eve?
Nobody's leaving. Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned Christmas. No, no, we're all in this together. This is a full-blown four-alarm holiday emergency here. We're going to press on, and we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap danced with Danny fucking K. And when Santa squeezes his fat white ass down that chimney tonight, he's going to find the jolliest bunch of assholes this side of the nut house.
Jim, are you going to your AA meetings?
Don't piss me off, Art.
Jim, I think you're scaring the children. I believe it's time to end this weather report.
Not according to Santa's watch, it isn't.
Jim, I think at this point we're just making things worse.
Worse? How could they get any worse?
We're gonna get Jim some of his medication, a couple little Santa's helpers, and we'll be back after this commercial break.
We're at the threshold of hell!
On this episode of the commercial break...
You know, we've been doing this now for almost 2 years.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of content that points back to you and I. And
teabagging.
And tea tasting and sex. And drugs. Here's another one I'm going to throw in there. Yeah, sex and a lot of drug talk, of course. That's mainly me. I think you get away scot-free on that one. You just don't admit to anything. You're like, oh, that's an interesting story you told.
I just agree.
Yeah, you just agree. You tacitly agree with things that I say. Meanwhile, I'm laying my entire life out there.
I'll never forget. Real quick, I used to work with a company, and it was down by the airport, and there was this bar that everybody would go to. And I remember the first time I went to this bar, it was hilarious. The women's bathroom, you walk in, and there was one stall. It was old. It was all, you know, it had been there for years. People could smoke in this place. And it was, there was a table and chairs in the stall along with the toilet.
You are kidding me.
And an ashtray.
Really?
I was like, okay.
So basically, women just went in there to avoid their dates? Break out that online prepaid debit card you've been using, Linda. Let's go. By the way, not knocking the online prepaid debit card. It's the same one the commercial break uses.
The FedEx Men's.
That's right, the FedEx Men's. You know they have the American Express Platinum? We have the Online Express Cardboard.
The next episode of the commercial break starts now.
And dance. Hello, loves. Hello, lovelies.
You look like Elton John.
You do. You look like Elton John and a little boondoggle. I look like me self, Elton John, just here to sing a song for you. Hold me close, the commercial break.
Tony Danza.
Give me more of your mediocre podcast. Middle around with barely any listeners. I make better content wiping my ass. Hello, welcome to the commercial break. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Thanks for joining us on a Christmas week here at the commercial break. We're bundled up with joy and dangling with Christmas tidings or whatever the fuck that saying is.
You have to look at the YouTube channel. I finally figured out how to not look at the camera.
Yeah, there you
just
go.
Just wear put these glasses on.
That have a message scrolling across them.
It says best to you.
I do look like Elton John,
don't I?
You're accompanied by double earrings and all. YouTube.com/TheCommercialBreak is where you can go. Please subscribe to the channel. Like the videos. We cut every show up into its most digestible bits and we send it out. You can only hear the full episodes on the podcast version, on the audio version, but you can watch us for some of the show, at least, for a couple of the clips. We put out clips every single day of the week, and our brand new studio, In the Studio, which is only available on YouTube. It's a YouTube exclusive, In the Studio, where Chrissy and I talk about a timely topic, and you can catch that youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. But why you should go there today is because Chrissy and I are all done up with, I don't know how why this has anything to do with Christmas.
I have a Santa t-shirt.
She's got a Santa
and
t-shirt.
And I have scrolling glasses that say best
she's
to you.
Got a, she's got a sunglasses that are like an LCD screen. Yeah, yeah. It's just there's a message moving across that says best to you. And then she gave me two glasses for those of us that took the special bus to school. Hi, I'm Brian.
They don't actually even have lenses.
No, they don't, which is
That's
great.
That's why it works for you.
Again, because they're over my glasses. There you go. I'll take those off. It's actually starting to hurt my head. My head's so fucking big, I can't get any glasses on. So anyway, welcome to the commercial break. We know it's Christmas week. Thanks for tuning in. Here's the deal. We're on the 12 days of Frankie B. So we'll get to more Frankie B here in just a moment. Episode number 2 of the 12 days of Frankie B. Chrissy and I are going to take a short but much needed break over the holiday. The last week in December, first week in January. There you go. Mirror ball sunglasses on. Yeah. And then we're taking a short break last week in December, first week in January to move into our new studio and get ready for season number 3. But fear not, little commercial break heads, because I am going to cut up the TCB lost episodes. All of the episodes that Chrissy and I felt were too inappropriate to run or too boring. One of them sounds like we're literally sleeping, Chrissy.
Well,
I don't know where our energy went, but we were like, I was like, hey, welcome to the
You were like, Chrissy, get your ass over here. We got to do a podcast. I was like, I've been up with my father all night.
It's probably your father, a.k.a. Jeff. Yeah. I've been up with Jeff all night long. But a few of those just were not, all of them actually are not fit to print, but there are certain parts of those that I still find funny or that are interesting. So I'm cutting those up and you'll get 4 commercial break lost tapes over the holiday break. I hope you enjoy.
The good thing about these glasses is that when I put them on, they are mirrored and you can see the tripod that has tape.
All the tape and all the wires and,
and the mirrored glasses.
Don't give away all of our secrets.
No, okay, I'll take this off. All right.
You're breaking the fourth wall now. That's just completely inappropriate.
All right, I'll just keep my claws.
I have a very
t-shirt on.
Keep your Santa Claus t-shirt on, please. Well, I mean, you could take it off. Then we'll really get some YouTube viewers. You want to make that channel take off? Take off your shirt. We get to 1 million subscribers, and Chrissy's going to do the show shirtless one time. Yeah,
I
just
will.
With like your braids hanging down over your boobs. Yes. Oh my God, wouldn't that be awesome? Mm-hmm. I mean, awesome for a certain segment of the audience. Probably not awesome for you or your husband or your family,
right?
Or any future employers
future
you might
employers,
have.
Yeah. You're locking me in.
I think you're locked, kid. I think we're both locked. I was talking to Astrid about this the other day. I was like, what happens if I have to go to like a real corporate America job? I've been an entrepreneur most of my life. And one of the only corporate jobs I ever had is where I met Chrissy at Clear Channel. But what if I actually had to go get a corporate job? I would have to wipe all of this clear from the internet. And I don't even know if that's possible.
I don't know.
I have no idea. I mean, like anybody gives a shit. Like anybody's listening to the commercial break. I guess you never really
know. But if you do a Google search on both of our names.
Commercial break is the first thing that comes up. Yep. We're the first thing that comes up on commercial break on YouTube. You know, we've been doing this now for almost 2 years.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of content that points back to you and I. And
teabagging.
And tea tasting and sex. And drugs. Here's another one I'm going to throw in the sex and a lot of drug talk, of course. That's mainly me. I think you get away scot-free on that one. You just don't admit to anything. You're like, oh, that's an interesting story you told.
I just agree.
Yeah, you just agree. You tacitly agree with things that I say. Meanwhile, I'm laying my entire life out there. Every woman I've had sex with, every time I got kicked out of school, every time,
all right,
everything.
Maybe in season 3, I'll...
You open up a little bit
I'll
more?
Open a little,
okay.
A little
more. We're interested in hearing one of Chrissy's. I want you to paint yourself a little bit more in the box like I do. We're going to both have skin in the game.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Maybe the thing that we'll do, I think, I can't remember which show did this, but somebody moved platforms or stations. Was it Letterman? Maybe it was Stern. The first episode when they went to this new platform or station. I can't remember for the life of me now, but oh, maybe it was Stern. When they went over to Sirius, they each had to divulge a secret about themselves that they had never told on air. After 25 years of being on air, they had to say something about themselves that had no one had ever known before.
Yeah.
And it was very revealing. And it was Stern, because then he said he had a nose job, was one of the things.
Really?
Yeah. And Robin, I don't want to get into Robin's, but Robin's was about incest or something like that. She had a rough childhood. But let me add another one into the mix here. Sex, drugs, rock and roll. Let me add another one into the mix, because I'm going to ask you a question.
Fitness,
fashion, fun, and lifestyle. We'll get to Frankie V in a minute. Overload on Frankie V. Which way is the right way to wipe?
Oh, God. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, which way is the right way to wipe?
Well, I mean, for a girl...
It's supposed to be front to back, right?
Well, right. Front to back for the butt.
For the butt, but for what about
front,
back to front for the front?
For the top.
Okay.
For the girl.
There's a huge Instagram debate. TikTok.
Just a pat.
Yeah, a pat.
A pat.
I think a pat might do it.
I think the pat.
I had never once thought about this in my entire life. I don't remember who taught me how to wipe my ass or when they taught me how to wipe my ass.
Yeah.
But I learned that, you know, you take your hand.
Are you sure it wasn't a government PSA?
It probably was, knowing my parents. They literally handed me a book and said, here, figure sex out.
And wiping.
But I learned the only way that I know how to do it was from front to back.
Yes.
When you go number two.
Yes.
Now, number one, I don't have to wipe. I mean, maybe in a couple of years when I'm just dribbling pee out of my ever-growing prostate, I'll have to wipe myself. But
yeah,
there's an ever-growing debate on TikTok right now as we speak about whether
the scientific community.
The scientific community. Well, women are saying that they've been taught to wipe front to back.
Yes, front to back.
Right, front to back, but like front to back when you pee, so that you don't get bacteria moving back to front inside of your chimichamcha, right? Your vagina.
Mm-hmm.
Scared of that word.
I think I'd do more of a pat.
Yeah. I would think that would be like the kind of the middle ground of that, right?
But if I'm in a quick hurry or something, it's going to be, you go up, and you have to pull up your hand anyways.
Yeah, this seems like a pretty simple equation to solve for me, but there are a lot of women on the internet that are really upset that they were taught to go front to back, like under their leg, front to back every time that they pee.
Oh, right.
And it's like, why would you go front to back? Why wouldn't you just push front to back from the front? Don't go in from the back.
Right.
Go in from the front.
Yes.
Doesn't that make much more sense?
It does.
Or pat. Do a patting motion.
Patting.
So you don't have to worry about spreading bacteria everywhere.
Correct.
Well, there's a doctor or a rehab physician or somebody that works with...
rehab physician.
Okay. Wear high on hair when you got to go front to back. Put the needle front to back. No, it's a pelvic rehab specialist is what it is. And she says it's always front to back for women. Always front to back, because you don't want to pull bacteria into
bacteria
the front.
That can get mixed in.
Yes. And that you need to do that by pushing from the front to the back
You
go pee.
Got it.
And then, you know, then just do your go from the back.
I guess I've been doing it wrong, but I haven't had any problems. So,
well, then I think that's a. I think it's a pretty easy equation to explain, but it seems like there's a lot of women on TikTok who are very confused about this, that they should be wiping their ass through their asshole every time that they go pee.
Here's the thing, if you're getting infections, things are happening, then change.
Yeah.
If not, keep doing what you're doing.
If you're getting infection, stop sleeping with the guys like Frankie
D.
That's what I got to say. I never once thought about this until I had a daughter. Until I had a daughter, I never once thought about this. And then I was taught, never go back to front.
Mm-hmm.
Never. So now I have this, I had to, quite frankly, it was scary the first couple of times I changed my daughter's diaper, because I'm dealing with different machinery in
you
a way that I've never dealt with it before, right? My my knowledge about a vagina is very limited to a certain skill set.
Right.
I feel like Liam Neeson. I have a very certain skill set. I will kill your orgasm in 30 seconds.
Right.
But so when I was watching all these TikTok videos, I was like, wow, a lot of these women, they just seem a little clueless about how to wipe themselves. Like, mm-hmm. why would you try and stick one leg up in the air and go under every time that you pee?
Yeah, I'm not.
Doesn't that seem silly?
I've never seen that either, but okay.
You never seen that? You girls who go to the bathroom with each other all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why do you guys go to the bathroom with each other all the time?
To talk about you.
Specifically?
No. Just the other people that are in the room. What? Whatever. You do. The girls' bladders are a thing where, you know, and then also you may want to chit chat, maybe borrow a little lipstick or
cocaine.
Or that. I'll never forget. Real quick. I used to work with a company and it was down by the airport, and there was this.
Okay.
Bar that everybody would go to. And I remember the first time I went to this bar, it was hilarious. The women's bathroom, you walk in and there was one stall. It was old. It was all, you know, it had been there for years. People could smoke in this place. And it was, there was a table and chairs in the stall along with the toilet.
You are
and
kidding
an ashtray.
Me. Really?
I was like, okay.
So basically, women just went in there to avoid their dates? So. What was this bar?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Was it Schlotsky's or Schlotz? You remember that? Like Schluffhangers? Yeah. It started with a
It did.
It was some German name.
I have to remember it, but yeah.
Yeah, guys, we don't. If we were in the stall together, that's a problem, right? That's an issue.
That's a different bar.
I mean, I've been to lots of bars where guys are in the stall together. That's fine. That's whatever you're up to is cool with me. But, you know, and I assume half of it was drug use. I don't think all of it was, you know, some kind of sexual activity. But you don't just, when a guy gets up from the table and says, I got to go to the bathroom, he doesn't say, Bob, you got to go. Hey, Bob, you got to wink your wank too?
No.
You want me to shake it for you? Yeah, it's a girl thing. Mm-hmm. And I have also been pulled into girls' bathrooms by girls. It's happened on occasion, right? And there is no shame in that game. Y'all just pee right in front of anybody.
Yeah.
It's just a pee right in front of anybody.
You pee, you reapply your makeup. Yeah.
You chit chat
for a second
you
about
drugs,
what's happening
out.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's it. That's it. If guys were sitting around, you know, watching each other pee, I don't know. It's just a different thing. Yeah. It's not the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a sin to go into, like when you go into a crowded bathroom, let's say like a Braves game or a airport or a whatever, a concert. It is a sin to look anywhere except straight ahead.
Mm-hmm. Got to keep
straight
your eyes.
Straight ahead. Keep your eyes forward.
Yep.
Right? You don't ever
find
look
something
anywhere
on the
else.
Wall.
That's right.
Stick to it.
But inevitably, you can't help. You're curious about the world around
course.
You. Inevitably,
what
you can't.
Has he got?
Yeah, you kind of go like that, you know, and you're like, holy shit, dude, really? Wow, I got shortchanged. Or it's like, man, that looks a lot different than mine. I don't know. They come in all different shapes.
Girls
and sizes.
Are not doing that in the bathroom. We're not like, oh, damn, look at that.
I'll tell you a
story.
I'll tell you a story.
I'll tell you a story. Okay. As you do.
As I do. Half this podcast, half the episodes were didn't run to just me telling stories. I went to a wedding one time when my first marriage. I went to a wedding one time. We all stayed at the Ritz-Carlton, and then the wedding was the reception.
You went to a wedding one time, or this was your wedding?
No,
one time.
There was a wedding. I did have a wedding one time at the Ritz-Carlton, but this was not the wedding that I got married at.
You went to another wedding.
Yeah,
you were married to your first wife.
While I was married to my first wife.
Okay, got it.
We all stayed at the Ritz-Carlton. But then the wedding and reception were off site. Then after the wedding and reception, everyone went back to the Ritz-Carlton and we all started drinking downstairs at the bar.
Sure.
And we were all pretty lit up anyway. At the beginning of the night, there was a bunch of us on the same floor. And so there were some friends. One of the hairdressers that was doing this lady's hair was friends of our friend group. And she brought an assistant hairdresser to do the bridesmaids. Uh-huh. The assistant hairdresser was a rather attractive woman who wore an outfit that included nipple tape, right?
It was
very low cut. Mm-hmm. And then she had nipple tape, double-sided nipple tape to keep her thing from falling forward and all that other stuff.
Yes.
At some point during the night, after we had gotten done with the wedding and we were all drinking, we sitting around a table outside, smoking cigarettes, and then the printer went off. Who's doing work? Who's printing shit in the middle of our show? This is why we need a new studio. You can hear in the background.
Astrid asked me earlier before we started the show, she goes, can you pull those papers off the printer? I was like, oh, there's nothing.
Yeah, they just started.
But now they came through.
Oh, my God. What a jimmy-rigged show this whole thing is. Looks professional from this direction, but everything else around it is absolute chaos. Dogs barking, kids screaming, printers going off, small fires in the kitchen. I mean, look at our tripod is sideways. We don't even know how to work a tripod. A fucking tripod. So we're all standing outside, sitting outside, and we're all drinking at this table. And the girl who was the assistant, who was a little bit younger than me, had been definitely flirting with me all night long. Mm-hmm. And the drunker that she got, the more aggressive she got with her flirting. Yep. And my wife at the time certainly took notice to this. She was like, she likes you, right? Mm-hmm. You know, she's blah, 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 blah. Smoking cigarettes, sitting around this table, the girl goes, I lost my nipple tape and I have to go pee. I'm going to go up to my room. Brian, do you want to come with? And
what?
I was like, yeah. And I was like, no, you know, no, I guess, no.
You yes, know? But no.
And my wife at the time was like, oh, go, you know. And I was like, go. And she's like, yeah, go help her. And I'm like, go help her what? With her nipple tape? And she's like, go help her with the nipple tape. Like, this is the first indication that a divorce right. was on the way.
Julia's like, I've got my eye on this guy over here.
I know. She's like, Brian, I need time to talk to this guy. Yeah. So you go talk to that girl.
Exactly.
I should have seen it coming. But I didn't. I was just confused by the whole situation. Mm-hmm. But we were all fucked up. And so I was like, okay, whatever, you know. And so I went and we get into her room and she goes straight to the toilet. And she's like, and we were having a conversation like in the elevator. And she's like, oh, come in. And while I'm peeing, talk to me while I'm peeing. And I'm like,
talk to me while I'm peeing.
Yeah. I'm like, we talk to you while you're peeing. She's like, I pee better when someone's talking to me. Like, keep the conversation going. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? If someone talked to me while I was peeing, I would not pee. Like, I would be gun shy. It's a man thing. Like, anytime someone's staring at you or you have to do it on command, it's, you know, it's kind of like asking a guy to get a boner on command. It will be really hard.
Now get hard.
Go do it. It's Caster and I were trying to get pregnant. It's like, got to do it now. And I was like, it could be 15 minutes. Let me go to the bathroom. But then, of course, when you don't want a boner, you know, when you're like, you know, at the school picking up your kid, it's like, you know, boner. Here I am. But this girl asked me to come in and pee with her and then wanted me to help her apply nipple tape onto the thing. The whole thing was very strange.
Yeah.
And there was a definite opportunity there, right?
I
for sure, without a doubt, that as the nice gentleman that I am and being faithful to the person I'm married to, I decided to go, you know,
yes.
I think I should just take this at very face value, right?
Right.
Talk to her while she pees, help her with the nipple tape and get back downstairs.
Help her with the nipple tape.
It was so weird. I still remember this day so vividly and so clearly. These two, this 2 hours of that night where this lady asked me to help her with her nipple tape. And my wife then encouraged me to go up there with her. Mm-hmm. And then I came back downstairs. And the whole night I felt really weird. I was like, wow, I just watched this girl pee. I just applied nipple tape to her. To her nipples. And then
she may have not even remembered it the next day.
I never talked to the girl again. By the way, she never reappeared in my life after that. Probably because she was embarrassed. She was like, wow, I was just hitting on some married dude hard. And his wife was telling him to go with me. This could have been trouble. I could have ended up with a kid out of wedlock. You know what I'm saying? That's the kind of place it is. 12 days of Frankie B are here, and I was trolling the internet
as I do.
And I found more Frankie B because Frankie B is now putting out a ton of content.
Frankie B don't stop and
This series that Frankie put together that we're going over in the 12 days of Frankie B is called How to Know You're in a Relationship Trap, or How to Know When Your Relationship is a Trap, or something like that. Even though he doesn't state that name at the beginning of the video, this is part of a series that he puts together. Misspelling and everything, Frankie B.
Or a narcissist.
But we're back again with more dating advice from our favorite muse, Frankie B. This is our Christmas present to you. Thank you for hanging in there. For those of you that don't like Frankie B, well, join us at the beginning of January. We'll be back with a brand new season. Hey, TCB family, as we approach the end of 2021, Chrissy and I want to say thank you to you, the listener, for making this year a wild success for the Commercial Break. Without you, we would be nothing, and we are sincerely grateful. You can visit www.tcbpodcast.com. If you want to learn more about Chrissy and I, read any of the show notes, or get any of our sponsors' URLs or specialized codes for discounts and free shit. please leave us a message at 661-BEST-TO-YO. That's 661-237-8296. Visit youtube.com/thecommercialbreak if you'd like to subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can also catch our brand new series In the Studio, available only on YouTube. At The Commercial Break on Instagram is where you can keep up with us on social media. And please take the time to visit our sponsors if and when you are in the market for their products or services. It gives Chrissy and I the ability to continue to do the show free and frequently to you. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Festivus, and all the rest of it. Have a wonderful vacation and a Happy New Year. We'll see you for Season 3 in early January. Hey guys and gals, wanted to let you know that this episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Coinbase. This Christmas, do yourself a favor and give yourself the gift of cryptocurrency. So many of my friends and family members have been asking me, how did you get involved in cryptocurrency? Well, I took the time to get myself educated about what I was doing, and then I found a place to buy, sell, and trade. That place was Coinbase.com. I still use Coinbase.com to this day, and I'll tell you a few of the reasons why. Coinbase offers a trusted and easy to use platform to buy, sell, and spend cryptocurrency. They support the most popular digital currencies on the market, and they make them accessible to everyone. And they offer portfolio management and protection, learning resources, and a mobile app so you can trade securely and monitor your crypto all in one place. And trust me, once you get started, you'll use that app 35 times a day. For Commercial Break listeners, for a limited time only, you can get $10 in free Bitcoin when you sign up today at coinbase.com/commercialbreak. Sign up today, coinbase.com/commercialbreak, for $10 in free Bitcoin. This offer is limited time only, so please be sure and sign up quickly. That's coinbase.com/commercialbreak. The future is now, and don't ask me, ask coinbase.com/thecommercialbreak and get $10 in free Bitcoin while you're at it. Thanks, Coinbase. Hey guys, wanted to let you know that this episode is sponsored in part by Playbook. Chrissy and I have broached this subject many times on The Commercial Break. We agree that some of the worst stress you can feel in your life is financial stress. And if you don't have a handle on where your finances are or a goal for where you're going, it just leads to more financial stress. Playbook is built to help you grow a plan for your money, optimize your taxes, and watch your finances so you don't have to worry so much about money anymore. Playbook is an app that gets to know your unique financial situation and helps you get the most out of every dollar you save. The best part? You don't have to do any crazy budgeting or change your lifestyle at all. As a small business owner, I understand that having your finances in order and having a plan for where you're going is so very important, and it's not something I'm always strong with. So I'm so glad to have the help of Playbook. You've got to try it. It's an app for growing your money, and the average user helps boost their net worth by over $1.3 million. That's right. Playbook is helping the average user boost their net worth by over $1.3 million. I have a phone call to get set up with the good people at Playbook, and I'm so excited that it'll allow me to look at all of my accounts, my goals, and my progress in one place instead of having to go to 10 different financial apps. So to get on the road to financial freedom with me, go to helloplaybook.com/TCB. And with that unique link, helloplaybook.com/TCB, you'll get a free Playbook Impact. It predicts how much net worth you could grow if you start today with helloplaybook.com/TCB. Let's go to financial freedom and beyond. Go to helloplaybook.com/TCB and look out for future updates on my use with Playbook.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
So back by popular demand.
Back by popular demand, you have six people watching your videos. Who's demanding this? Come on, Frankie.
Several of you have reached out to me via email on my Dating Trap video. Now, if you haven't seen the Dating Trap video, I'm going to put that one on the screen at the very end of this video.
Is that how YouTube works, Frankie? Is it? Tell us about the like button again.
Trap, the dating trap.
The dating
is
trap.
Is that like a trap house?
And that, it's kind of like a trap house. By the way, Frankie's driving in a car, yeah. Just to let you know. His videos are getting better and better as time goes on.
So you might want to watch that. And I'm putting together a string of dating advice and
a string. I'm putting together a string of thoughts.
And I was about to say a stream of consciousness. I'm in my car.
I've got a stream of consciousness and now I'm going to throw it up all over this YouTube video. No editing needed.
Dating trap videos. This is mostly structured, you know, for guys in their 50s and 60s, you know, who are not used to dating, who forget what it's like to date. Let's face it, most of us have been in a relationship for years and years and years, and unfortunately we...
What are you talking about?
We're on a journey with Frankie, aren't we?
We are learning all about Frankie.
We are on
Frankie.
A journey with him.
When Frankie said, when Frankie talks to you, he says most guys, he says most women, just listen, because Frankie is telling you his life story through a series of advice videos, mm-hmm. is really what he's doing. And he's so transparent about it that it's not at all hard to pick up on what's going on here. You just need a little bit of that first psychology class from high school and you'll figure it out.
You get thrusted back into the dating scene.
Thrusted. Thrust. You're thrusted back.
We do forget, you know, you got to overlook all the excitement of meeting a new woman and pay attention to the details. And in this video, I'm going to give you a few details that you need to watch out for so you don't get caught in the dating trap. Rocket.
Frankie B. Frankie B. Drop the beat. I found this band in Ibiza.
That's for you, Rachel.
What is going on, everybody, and welcome to today's video. If this is your first time here, my name is Frank Bernardo, and this channel is geared for all guys who want to up their game, look and feel better about themselves in grooming, fitness fashion, and lifestyle. And every once in a while, we're going to sprinkle in dating advice. I mean,
every once in a while?
I thought that's what it all was.
What are you talking about, Frankie?
Well, in all fairness, he never gives advice, so once in a while, he is going to sprinkle
in. Every once in a while I'll say something coherent, but mostly it's just going to be me talking to myself. By the way,
driving in a car.
I have seen every single one of Frankie B's videos, every one of them. And there are a couple on working out. There are a few on vacation, and the rest of them are about dating, divorce, relationships, marriage. There is, we heard one on lifestyle. My lifestyle. Oh, by the way, just to let you know, we don't know if this is a speech impediment, and if it is, then we're not trying to make fun of it.
No.
But Frankie cannot or does not or will not or refuses to say the T's in any of his words. Mm-hmm. So a narcissist is a narcissist. Mm-hmm. Salon suite is a salon suite. He just said thrusted, and he said thrusted. Thrusted. I'm going to thrusted myself upon you.
Where else to get dating advice from someone who is actually dating.
Living the life. Living the life. He's actually dating.
Frankie. Where else to get advice than to someone who's dating? We've all dated. Even me, Mr. Franchise. Let me explain something, Frankie. The end goal of dating is a long-term relationship. Someone who's always dating should not be giving dating advice. It means you're losing. I'll be back later with more commentary.
Mr. Franchise making an appearance.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, he's good.
The kind of guy that's going to read a bunch of material and then stand up in front of this camera and pretend I know what I'm talking about.
Please, don't pretend like you know what you're talking about. What are you talking about? We cannot figure it out, Frankie. Don't lose thousands of dollars with those franchise opportunities. Come with me, where I don't pretend to know what I'm talking about. You're the world's worst salesperson, Frankie.
Welcome to Frankie B's Window World. How can I help you? I wanted to know about these. I don't bother with all the manuals and information. I just know a window when I see one, if you know what I mean. Who do you want to buy from? The guy down the street who can tell you all about the stuff and how to open them and close them and all that? Or you want to know from a guy who actually has windows? I mean, come on.
You're making my case for franchise, Frankie.
You're going to get actual life dating experiences. I mean, that's the way it should be from someone who experiences it day to day. So at any time during this video, you like what you're seeing, you like what you're hearing, do me a favor, hit the subscribe bell so you don't miss any of my upcoming videos. And one more thing, if you do like this video, you could do it now, you could wait till a little bit later. Please give the video a thumbs up because it'll definitely help this channel grow and I would greatly appreciate it. Let's jump right into it.
Please, let's get to it. Let's get to it after 6 minutes.
Let's thrust into it.
Let's thrust it into it. You can do it now. You can do it later. I don't care when you do it. Do it! Hit that like button.
I think the first trap you need to avoid is when you do meet a girl. Yeah, there's a lot of excitement going on. You can go on quite a few dates. And, you know, the excitement is always going to be there, you know, in their look, maybe their sexiness, the sex appeal, the way they dress, the way they carry themselves. That's beautiful. That's really something to get excited about. You know, you don't run into that type of a woman every day. So
what kind of woman is that, Frankie? The kind that has a vagina? What in the world are you saying?
What is he saying?
He's talking about something that happened to him recently.
I know. He's like, you know, yeah. When you get excited
like I
about
this,
it.
I was very excited. This sexy girl, I'm dating her. And then I decided to take her on vacation after 1 week.
I bought her a house. I bought her a private plane. I mortgaged my business. Her name was Tandy. I met her at a highway side strip bar. She really liked me. Man, me and Tandy, we had a moment, didn't we?
Connection.
Yeah, can't get my money back though. Police officer says nothing I can do when I signed for the mortgage. Damn. By the way, I just want to know. You listen to what Frankie is saying. He's saying that when you meet a woman and you get all excited about it because you're attracted to her, you don't find that very often. But that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Because aren't we all attracted to all kinds of people all the time? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't get. Oh, okay, well, I've stopped trying to figure Frankie out.
Yeah, no.
When you do, yeah, the adrenaline's pumping. But if
you got a raging heart on,
that woman, if her attitude doesn't match the sex appeal and the beauty of that woman, that's a trap. Now, if she's
that's a trap.
Yeah, what's the rest of the
If she starts
part?
Talking...
Where's the chop part? Like,
well, listen, I'm trying to explain to you. She starts talking and has opinions and wants to go certain places. You know, asks you to respond
you
to text messages.
You need a jacket with a hood.
That's right. You know, you're onto it. Yeah, you get it. Has a bunch of baggage, a.k.a. children, which she has yet to get rid
tells
of.
Tells you don't like, doesn't like the hair.
Now you know what I'm talking about. Basically, if a woman starts yapping in the first 12 dates... You probably want to take notice
it's
because this is a trap. This girl's going to get you forever. She's going to want to talk to you all the time. And who wants that kind of trouble? And if what I'm saying sounds harsh, well, you know,
too
fuck
bad.
You. Yeah. Leave a comment down below. It's right where the box it says comment. Just giving you a little YouTube tutorial there.
Starts bossing you around, telling you what to do, being the dominant one in the conversation. You're not allowed to overtalk her. You're not allowed to give an opinion. You know, after a time or two, you got to start to wonder, all right? Because, gentlemen, trends are trends. If it starts out that way, all right, it usually is going to end that way. I don't want you to get caught in the trap of being caught up in the beauty and the attitude and the personality doesn't equal.
What is a good fuck are we talking about?
I'm picturing Frankie with like some girl. It's like, he's in a convertible driving down the road filming himself. So there's that. I'm picturing her. Like, shut up. Your hair looks
Shut up, Frankie.
Terrible. Your hair looks terrible. Why does that jacket have a hood?
Why does the jacket have a hood? Why does your face look
Don't
like that
talk
today?
Yeah. Over me or at me at all.
Sorry. Who's Frankie? He's like a superhero in the videos. Like, but when he goes home, some woman's like, he's like, hey, honey, I'm home. I didn't tell you to talk. Sorry, honey. I'll go do the dishes. I don't know. I've dated a lot of people in my life. A lot of people. I've also been a loser in love a lot. But
we all have.
Yeah, but it takes like maybe like I think in the worst relationship it took about 5 months for me to figure out what a full blown bully she was.
Yeah.
Yeah, and even then I could hold my own. I wasn't like kowtowing to anybody. I wasn't shutting up on my opinion. I just had to say it a lot louder. Yes. I had to just scream louder than she was. No, it's my house. Please let me in. Please give me my wallet and keys back now. Just drop them outside the balcony. I appreciate that. Thanks, honey. Talk to you later.
The beautiness of the woman, okay? Because ultimately, it's a failure. It will fail you.
Is
so,
beautiness a word?
Beautiness is not a word.
Okay.
There's no word as beautiness. The beautiness. It's ultimately a failure. If a woman has her own opinions, it's ultimately a failure.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Don't let that woman talk to you, Frankie. A trend is a trend, which means that it will go away. That's why they call it a trend, Frankie. You haven't been reading your prospectus, Frankie.
I would give her 2, maybe 3 chances. After that, if she's persistent in her dominance in the way she acts, it's going to stay that way.
Oh, God forbid you have a dominant woman. Yeah, her
beautiness is blinding.
God forbid a girl want to be on.
I know.
God forbid a girl want to speak up on her own.
Yeah.
I give her 2, 3 divorces. If after that you can't get things right, then I wouldn't go for the 4th time. Just saying out loud. Next time she talks back to you, divorce. That's what you do. Every time you don't agree with a woman or she's trying to speak up and shit like that, divorce. And then you'll figure it out later.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe give her a second chance, possibly a third, a fourth. By the 5th time, maybe the 6th, I'm out. 7th, definitely. 8 times marrying the same woman is my absolute max, unless it's my current wife, and that's 9. But I told her, last chance.
Do yourself a favor. Get out of that relationship. You don't want to get out of that relationship. Why? Because, oh my God, now I got to go through the whole thing again. Hey, take a chill pill, all right? There's plenty of women out there. Don't be afraid to be lonely. You know, if
don't be afraid to be lonely.
Okay, I haven't heard take a chill pill in a long time.
That's because no one says it anymore, Chrissy. Why update your salon suite with brand new equipment, furniture, and fashion when you can have pure white walls for the rest of your existence? That's the Frank Bernardo way. But if you want to lose thousands of dollars with me, Mr. Franchise, and our proven methods, let me know.
I have to move on from that relationship, all right? Do it! Get back on the dating app. You'll forget about her as soon as the next one comes. Just...
Oh, my God.
Frank. Don't worry about it. Next time you get a taste of pussy, the old pussy will be gone. She just got a palate cleanser. You know what I'm saying? I have this philosophy about women in general is that the new one, next one. You know what I'm saying? When you get your new one, look for your next one. That's how it goes. My dad used to say that about jobs. New one, next one. When you get your new one, look for your next one. Welcome to America 2021.
Take my advice. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Move on. Don't dwell on it all day. Carry on with your day and stop looking on the dating app. Is someone coming after me? Is someone texting me? Is somebody want to contact me? If you do that, it's not going to happen.
He's talking from experience.
Great advice, Frankie. If you're on a dating app, stop looking at the dating app. Don't worry about it.
Someone texted
me. Someone's going to magically figure it out. Yeah, don't look at your app.
Don't respond.
Use telepathy.
Don't respond.
And by the way, get over it. Forget about 29 years of marriage. Who cares? That's all water under the bridge. I give you 1 hour to wallow and then you got to move on. Onto the dating apps, but don't check the dating apps. Don't worry. If someone really likes you, they'll figure out a way to get a hold of you.
Let it come naturally. And trust me, it will.
That's what she said. Sorry, I had to say that. I'm taking a left. Advice number two, take a left at this light. Oh, no, sorry. That's directions from Google. I had some notes written down. Can't find them.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Did he just pull it in the drive-thru?
Yeah, hi. I'm here for the blind date. Excuse me? I'm Frankie B. I'm here for the blind.
You just want to do a drive-thru?
It's like a bacon cheeseburger and a couple tits. You got that back there, baby doll? I'm live now to both subscribers. You mind if we go through a little drill?
Good morning, may I take your order?
She did. He's in a drive-thru. He couldn't edit this out. Oh, my God. This is the best thing that's ever happened in a Frankie B video. Is that moment right there. 1 minute, he's talking about dating advice.
Welcome to Wendy's. Can I help you? I'm literally trying to give hundreds of guys dating advice. Are you in your 50s? Do you have any baggage? Well, can I get a double cheeseburger and a date? What do you think? Come on, baby. It's me, Frankie B.
Oh, my God.
I told you not to visit me here, Frankie.
Come on, do strong. Oh, my God.
I'm just here for the free coffee, honey. I'm just here for the free coffee. I have a restraining order against you, Frankie.
What, I can't come to a Wendy's? God damn it. This is my favorite Wendy's.
Oh, my God.
Can I have a large hot coffee, black?
Anything else?
Nope, that'll do it.
Okay, 308 to window.
All right.
First of all, that's expensive coffees. Second of all, what the fuck is going on in this video?
I don't know. Is this real?
Advice number two. It is, by the way. I saw the video. It's just all of a sudden he's at a drive-thru window. You don't know why. He tries to make a point here. Like, he's just throwing something in. Point number two. Can I get a black coffee? 308, that's highway robbery. You can get a Starbucks for less than that. Yeah. If your girl works at a fast food restaurant, it's a trap. And doesn't bring home free French fries, forget about it. It's over.
You see that? I passed up the donuts.
I pass up the bagels. I pass up all the bad stuff. Vacation season's coming.
I pass up the donuts. I pass up the bagels. I pass up the burgers. I go straight for the pussy. You know what I'm talking about, guys?
You better be in shape for vacation season, because when you go on a vacation, when you're on these trips, what's everybody doing? Well, they're looking at you, and they may not say nothing to you, but, you know, if you're, like, out of shape or whatever have you, they're probably going to, you know, they're thinking it, you know, upstairs in their head.
Oh, my God.
They're all looking at you, Frankie. The whole beach. People are going to come out on their balconies and go, look at Frank Bernardo. He passed up the donuts and the bagels, honey. You're a moron, Frankie. No one gives a shit what you look like. Who are you, Justin Bieber?
I can come out on their balcony.
Which one of the 6 subscribers do you think is going to be paying attention to you on your beach vacation? And while we're at it, what is vacation season, Frankie?
Look at Frankie! There he is!
He passed up the donuts.
He passed up the donuts! Yay, Frankie!
He passed up the donuts.
And the bagels.
Black coffee. That's literally what I've had for 6 months. Black coffee. I'm not feeling so well. Oh, hi.
Hi, Frankie, back again.
Yes, I'll take my regular.
Black coffee? Are you sure you don't want to eat food with them?
No, they're all going to be looking at me during vacation season. They're coming on their balconies, they're going to say, look, he's been having the damn donuts and bagels. What a dumbass. What are we watching? Oh, my God.
This is the best with the drive-thru. Oh, my God.
This is the best.
Dating trap number 2. Now, this one you need to pay special attention to. Narcissism. Now,
narcissists.
Guys usually get the bad rap for being narcissists.
True.
But can a woman be a narcissist? Absolutely.
He's saying narcissists.
He's not saying narcissist. He's saying narcissists. Mm-hmm. I understand. Said quickly, it's hard to get that T in there. Narcissist. Mm-hmm. But you got to do it.
But you
got to do it.
It's part of the word.
It's just the rules. It's the rules of the English language. That's why they put it on the end. They didn't want you to forget about it. They put it in the word.
Right.
100% they can. How can you tell if they're a narcissist? Well, I'm going to give you a few signs right now.
Oh.
The biggest sign is if you question them, if you question a narcissist and they...
What's 2 plus 2? And they murder you, bury you in the backyard.
Yeah, you found one.
If you question them, what's the capital of Liberia?
They get all excited, angered, huffy and puffy, and start yelling.
And blow the house down. If they huff and they puff and they blow your house down, they're a narcissist.
Oh my God,
this is so funny. I love this. I love you, Frankie. I love you, man. I love you. I owe you so much. You don't even know. Not money. We don't make any of that. But just the pure joy I've gotten out of your videos. I know we come down on you hard, Frankie. I know. It must be tough to listen to us blab on about your intelligence and your looks and lack thereof and all that other stuff. But just know that deep in my heart, I actually have a huge affection for you.
Even also, why does that jacket not have a hood on?
Why does that jacket not have a hood? What's 2 plus 2, Frankie?
yelling and screaming at you. How dare you question me? Just in that content, you know, what a narcissist does, all right, is they will talk over you. They will give you, they will try to give you the fear that how dare you question them? Because what they do,
what's 2 + 2? How dare you?
Don't you ever fucking ask me that.
I've I've dealt with a lot of assholes in my time.
Never so much
but
as
this
you.
It's out of bounds, Frankie. Pack up my shit. I'm leaving. I knew it. I knew you were a narcissist. Sisyphus. Sisyphus, like a Greek god or something.
Oh my Sisyphus. God. You know what he's saying? He's describing, though, is not necessarily a narcissist.
No.
But somebody who is hiding something.
Yeah. If someone gets defensive. Well, listen, there's lots of people who get defensive. That's just their personality, yeah. Right? But if someone gets like ultra defensive about everything,
yeah,
then like, it's likely
you?
There's.
Don't you ask me. I think it's called gaslighting.
Yeah, it's called gaslighting. Yeah, mm-hmm. They call it gaslighting. By the way, yeah. I think that word is way overused. I don't think anytime someone comes accusing you of shit that you didn't do, you can also get defensive too. Like, hey, what the fuck are you talking about? I never did that. Yeah. That's not necessarily gaslighting.
Depends on how you ask someone.
I agree.
As well.
You can say anything. It's about how you say it.
It is.
Right?
It is.
And if you ask,
inflection in your voice. Yeah.
Hey, honey, I noticed you said you were going to the grocery store and you came back with semen on your back.
Don't you dare.
They have a special on semen at Whole Foods.
It was a sampler.
It was a sampler platter. I asked her to throw it on my back.
Where did you get your degree in psychology, Frankie? The University of Salon Sweet. Don't worry about all the education and diplomas over here at the franchise. Go with Frankie.
Is they come at you hard, so you don't ask that question or you don't assume something. That's what narcissists do. They strike the fear of God in you. They make you afraid to say something, because what does a narcissist do? They blow up. They get crazy. They make you feel that you're wrong. That's in their best idea. Narcissists.
That's in their best idea. I think you should pay attention to the road, Frankie. I'm not sure you can do two things at one time.
That's in their best
That's
idea.
Interest. But to be fair, my mind goes like that a lot too. So I shouldn't make fun. I shouldn't throw stones.
That's in my best idea. If I go to Brian's today and go do the podcast. Listen here, Brian. Listen here, Jeff.
Yes.
See, isn't,
yeah, listen here, Jeff.
Don't talk to me. Don't accuse me. It's in my best idea. If I go to Brian's and I go to the podcast.
I don't want
to
hear your stupid opinions. Where are you going? What are you talking about? I don't have to tell you things. You're so overbearing, Jeff.
That's my best idea.
Why do you smell like a gangbang? And what's in your hair? I don't have to answer to you. What the fuck? You narcissist.
Don't like confrontation. Some narcissists are hiding things. They're hiding things behind your back. So what they do is they come at you strong and hard. Again, it's all in repetition of how they come at you. They're going to overtalk you. They're going to strike the fear of God in you. They're just going to be dominant. And again, it's all about them striking the fear of God in you.
That's a great description of a narcissist, Frankie. Yeah. If you question them and they strike the fear of God in you.
How dare you ask me a question?
I will stick a lightning bolt directly in your taint if you ask me another fucking question. I will rip you from asshole to eyeball. Try me. What do you think happened to my last husband? He was not lost at sea. 12 feet under this house right now.
In the crawl space.
He's in the crawl space with the rats and Nico the dead dog.
Oh my God.
Why do you think it smells in the kitchen? That's not bad gas, Frankie. That's John.
The fear of God in you.
What?
Like, what happened to him?
I know.
He had a really bad experience.
He had a really bad experience. Really bad experience.
Recently.
I want to know. Now I want to know.
Well, because I think the reason he was gone for a while is because he was experiencing it.
Yeah. He was like, it's like, there's a world out there. I got to get there.
Gotta get black coffee. Yeah. Get on the beach.
Yeah, get on the beach, meet a lady who doesn't want to chop my head off. Does not putting cyanide in my cereal. Yeah. I mean, seriously. I think I have I'm making up a story in my head now.
That oh, yeah.
As soon as Frankie started this channel 2 or 3 years ago, like he was fresh out of a divorce. Super shitty situation.
Yeah, divorce.
Yeah, that really took him for a ride. And now he's kind of awakening here on the channel and he's throwing up.
Experiences.
Everything that happened. Yeah.
Yeah. He even says it. He says he's not reading any material.
He's not reading any material.
He's actually not sure experiencing. He knows how,
but yeah. You remember when, you know, good old SimCole FM?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I had just, at that time, was just kind of like departing from a really stupor, sticky situation that was mm-hmm. really hard on me. You know the situation. You know, I'm not getting into it here because I've healed. That's many years ago and I'm over it, right?
Yes.
But at that time, it was mm-hmm. so fresh that it would always wiggle its way into the content mm-hmm. at SimCole
of
FM.
Of course.
Because I was literally like,
living it.
It was therapeutic to just say it out loud,
yeah,
right?
That's what Frankie's
and
doing.
I'm not sure that was fair to anybody in the situation at the time, thinking back on it. But no one was listening, so gives a shit anyway. Except for Simon Gubadia.
And me.
And Chrissy. And Anvu.
Anvu.
Remember Anvu?
I do remember Anvu.
I wonder whatever happened to her. I think, whatever. Anyway, yeah. I don't want to talk about it. I could give her any free airtime. She didn't do me any favors.
So if you're in a relationship where that woman is just as dominant as hell, and you're not allowed to have an opinion, listen, we should all be able to have opinions, and we should all be able to talk through that. But a narcissist, there's no talking. They yell right off the bat. They come at you right off the bat. So pay attention.
Well, here he's finally saying something that I recognize, right? Is that in narcissists or people with borderline personality disorder, which is often what the female version of narcissism is diagnosed as, is mm-hmm. borderline personality disorder.
Right.
Is why you hear narcissism attached to men and then BPD attached to women. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing, basically.
Where you're deflecting.
Yeah, you're deflecting. Yeah,
nothing's your fault. It's the other person.
Extreme, like, fear of abandonment. And so you just wreak havoc. You, like, put people on a pedestal, then rip them down. Then put people on a pedestal and rip them down. Because you're going to be the first to hurt rather than to get hurt. Mm-hmm. And you do that at any cost. And yes, there is a lot of yelling and screaming and deflecting and, you know, blaming and all this other stuff that goes on. So finally, Frankie is saying something that actually resonates with me. It only took 16 hours of Frankie content to get there.
Even a broken clock is right twice a day, Brian.
That's a good one.
To that woman, if she's very strong-willed and dominant and aggressive and they don't let you get a word in edgewise, right? Sure, telltale sign they're a narcissist. And guess what? Narcissists don't change. Get out of that relationship.
I'd like to take this dance break.
So the final
welcome to McDonald's.
This is dating trap number 3. And before I get into this, I just want to make a disclaimer over here, all right?
Please.
I don't want anybody taking this wrong. As a man,
that's not a disclaimer that you're asking people to not take something wrong. And by the way, anytime you say I don't want you to take this the wrong way, it's coming from the wrong direction. I have a belief, and I do this all the time, by the way. I'm guilty as anybody, but if you have to preface something you're saying, whatever you're prefacing it with is exactly what's about to happen.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't want to be a dick here, but yeah.
I don't want to tell you that you're wrong.
Okay,
but
here's the truth. If someone says, "Okay, here's the truth," it means you were lying before. Which I say all the time, by the way.
The truth is,
and the truth is, to be honest, what were you being otherwise?
No, yeah.
I'm a believer that the man pays for everything. When I go on a date, I pay for everything. I would never, ever ask a woman to pay.
Well, Frankie, if you're offering, I'd be happy to go on a date with you, too.
But I just think every once in a while, let's just say you've been dating a girl for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 months, whatever have you.
In that 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, I can't count much beyond that, 18, 26, something like that. If you've been dating for any months that have numbers in them.
From 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, I think that's a good range.
3 months to 5 years.
Every once in a blue moon, a woman should, pay for your mortgage and make a couple car payments. I mean, it's only fair. Buy you some new appliances. Get the kitchen renovated. I don't know. Something like that. Something small. A token of appreciation.
A woman never, ever, ever says, "Hey, let me get this round of drinks." Or, "Hey, let me get dinner. You just bought the last 150 dinners. You've taken me on..."
Oh, he's counted them. You just paid for the last 156 and a half meals plus drinks at David's that one time. Do you remember, Linda?
Dominating me.
By the way,
getting mad at me, never paying for anything.
Never paying for anything. Never even offering.
Oh, that's right.
By the way, if you pay for everything every time, drinks at David's. You bitch. I bought drinks for your mister. I bought drinks for the guy you were sleeping with. You could have told me beforehand, Linda.
Vacations, concerts, boating. We have so much fun. Let me show you.
Literally rolling through a list of everything. Concerts,
skydiving, bungee jumping,
rollerblading,
curling.
On the beach.
Yeah.
Oh, no, poor Frankie.
The Cupid Undie fun run. Yeah. I mean, I paid for it all, Linda. Everything.
You never offered.
Appreciation for you. And let me get this dinner. Now, if you run into a woman or you have a girlfriend like that, that's something that I don't quite understand why they can't do. If they don't do it, what's that telling us? That, well, they could be taken.
That's telling us that you paid for the last 156 times, Frankie. Now all of a sudden you expect them to pay? You got to have a conversation about that.
You set the precipitation.
That's right. You set the precipitation. Fads are fads. They stay forever. That's why they call them fads.
Trends.
Trends. Trends are trends. They stay forever. That's why they call them trends. Frankie, if you set a precedent, a precedent,
I'm sure she maybe at one point was like,
thought about it,
and said, "Maybe can I do this?" No. And then after a while, you're like, "Okay, well, this guy wants to pay for it."
By the way,
shut up, baby.
Shut up, you bitch.
Get your wallet out.
Get your wallet out and pay for this trip to Cozumel at the Ritz-Carlton. Hey, Linda, now would be a great time to pull out that credit card you've not been using. $17,000 bill at the Ritz. I've literally paid for the last 150 KFC visits. It's your turn. The Ritz. Cozumel. Private plane. We're going. Break out that online prepaid debit card you've been using, Linda. Let's go. By the way, not knocking the online prepaid debit card. It's the same one the commercial break uses.
The FedEx Men's.
That's right, the FedEx Men's. You know they have the American Express Platinum? We have the Online Express Cardboard. With magnetic cardboard technology. Oh my God, this is fun.
An advantage of you.
They don't have a lot of interest, I mean, in spending money on you. It's always the guys who have the interest to spend money on a woman. And I don't want you guys to be caught in that trap, okay? A woman who cares for you will make that gesture. Well, hey, let me get the drinks. Hey, let me get the dinner. Now, me as a man, I've had women offer me that all the time. You know what I tell them? Absolutely not. Keep your money in your pocket.
I just said it.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
So the fact that they at least offer, because it shows me something. So dating trap number three. If that woman never even offers to buy you a round of drinks, something's up. Something is just not right. So that's going to conclude the dating traps.
And that concludes episode number two of the 12 Woo! Days of Frankie. Now, there's not actually 12 episodes of Frankie. It's just the 12 days we're covering from one beginning of the episode to the next. It'll be about four episodes when it's all said and done. And we really appreciate you listening. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Festivus. Hanukkah. What else do they have?
Kwanzaa.
What else is out there? Kwanzaa is out there. Yeah. Hey, whatever you celebrate, and if it's like Friendsimus or whatever, whatever you celebrate, good for you. May the universe bless you with good tidings and cheer. Best to you. Thank you for making 2021 such a wonderful year for Chrissy and I. This podcast has, I can't even explain how far beyond our expectations it's gone. And it's largely because of you, the listener, the Commercial Break family, the TCBers, the Breakers. I love you guys.
Mean it.
Well, okay. So we got episode number two of four of Frankie done. Now remember, the last week in December, the first week in January, Chrissy and I will be gone, but we're playing TCB, the lost episodes, the best parts of the episodes we actually threw in the trash. We found them. We picked them out. I cleaned them up.
Tape was on the floor.
Yeah, I literally got the best parts. And I'm not claiming that they're good. By the way, the best parts of the worst episodes are the worst parts of the best episodes. So just know that. But I think you'll have some fun with it listening to the parts that we never aired. It's brand new material for you. It's brand new material for us, at least out there on the podcast. Okay, go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. In the studio, our brand new series is right there for the taking. We also do clips and exclusives you can find nowhere else except youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Or you can go to tcbpodcast.com. There's a link to our YouTube channel right there. Listen to all the audio, watch all the video, get your free stickers, all that good shit. We got a great contest coming up at the beginning of season three. We have the Commercial Break Love Connection. We're going to play it. I found our contestants.
I love it.
There's so much great stuff coming up in season number three, so stick with us. Chrissy, what else can we do today?
I don't know, but I love you.
I love you. And until next time, best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. And until next time, we must say, we always say, with love and affection, you sweet, sweet little fuckers. Bye!
The Commercial Break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Connell.